One thing the rich young ruler lacked, he did not plant. He did not sow. He went away because he was looking at all his possessions. He didn't sow a seed. He didn't plant. There was nowhere that he made contact. You know, without planting, you have no harvest. Jesus said, you lack one thing. If you just plant, everything will change. But he, because of his heart being on his possessions, went away grieved. Now Jesus is not telling everybody to go and get rid of everything that they have. No, the point is, he said, you lack one thing. You've kept all these things from your youth, but you've not planted. We all know farmers, they prepare soil, but if they want harvest, they don't just prepare the soil. They plant. They sow. Come on, simple but very profound. They prepare. The young ruler was prepared from his youth, but he never planted anything. He never sowed. So he went away grieved, disappointed. Farmers prepare the soil, and then they plant the seed. Now, in going into this new year, as we turn the corner and go into this new year, I want all of us to be more mindful of doing what farmers do. Farmers don't guess what kind of seed they put in their label. I want to come and see this. Well, we'll see when it come up. No, farmers name their seed. They know what their seed is. And then they know their harvest. They know this. Come on. They know their seed. They know their harvest. I'm going to drop some on you right quick here. I won't expound on this, but how many know God is a preserver? I want you to know something here tonight. See, some of us, especially in how we think, God is going to preserve you. Now, we think, okay, God's gonna just kind of preserve me. Do you know what preserves are? Whether it be fruit, vegetable, whatever it is, a preserve is something that is not in season. It was taken out of a certain season, but it was preserved. In other words, that season is over, but yet I got these preserved. I got this preserved. I had it for 10 years, and it's still good from that season. See, God's going to preserve you. There's stuff he's preserving. There have been seasons that have been pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God says, I'm going to preserve some stuff. And when famine or when difficulty comes, you'll still have preserves. But see, it's going to come from the farmer that named his seed and named his harvest. He's going to present preserves. You seal them up like that. I don't know what the shelf life is on them, but you can give them a long time. Yes. That fruit don't even grow no more. the wood, they were actually, I had a paper. I wish I'd have kept all that stuff. But years and years ago, I had a paper of a guy, and you know they kept all this hush-hush, but went into the mountains of Ararat. And actually, I don't know, now that I think about how true it was, but I think it had some validity to it. It actually got a piece of the wood from the ark. Do you know the ark? The Bible says it landed, it settled on Ararat. And it's such a secluded and hard place to get to, and then the nation, I forget what nation it is, they keep it under, you know, it's just the devil don't want you to, you know, get a lot of information. But he actually got in there when the snow melted down to where you could see part of it and got a piece of the wood and brought out. But think about that wood that lasted that long. God knew what he was talking about when he told Noah to build it out of certain wood and how to build it and what to build and all that. See God is so precise, but he's going to preserve you. There are things that he's going to preserve. Yeah, the season is over. Ain't nobody else prospering. You've been preserved. You got a stash. Because God has preserved you. So Tell somebody, name your harvest by naming your seed. Name your harvest by naming your seed. Let's get precise with this. Let's get our mind focused on this. Let's not be afraid to thinking God is mad. Not God, God wants, he delights in your prosperity. In actuality, there's a measure of science to this. A lot of people just give, well, you know, I don't care for nothing back then. No, no, get precise with things. You know, just, I don't care. Guy asked R.W. Schnambach one time, he was in line to get prayed for. He said, what do you want me to pray for you about? He said, I want a job. He said, what kind of job? He said, oh, any old kind of job. He said, all right. He said, Lord, give him a shoeshine job. He said, I want no shoeshine job. You said any kind of job. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. We just read in Isaiah 55 that God's word will not return unto him void. I love to think, imagine, and even know that there are people that God has already spoken to about your destiny. They may not know you. They may never have met you. But God has put something in their heart, a command in their heart, that even though the circumstances may be that of panic, of desperation, of adversity, they'll respond to you even in that. Amen. I mean, it was desperate there. It was panic there. The hand of death was about to take them out. This was the last meal. But yet this woman responded. The law of nature, the first law of nature, is self-preservation. When stuff kicks in like that, people go jungle. Boonga boonga. They get their big club out and go to hunting at night. It's every man for himself. But yet God had commanded. Amen. And that woman was able to respond to him. Amen. Tell somebody, God's commanded some folks. If he had to speak to some birds about you. I said, if he's got to speak to some birds about you. Like he did with Elijah. He spoke to the ravens. He commanded a dirty bird. You know, in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, the last people that are named to be there are Arabs. And the word raven, a Hebrew form of that word, is Arab. What do we get there? At some point in time, with all this ISIS stuff going on and all that, there's going to be a massive exodus from that. And they, I believe, will be a large impact of wealth coming into the body of Christ. Oil tycoons, you know, the wealth of the Middle East being transferred the sinners, laid it up, but it's for the righteous. I believe it. I believe God gonna turn a bad situation around. And with all this foolishness going on, there are gonna be many that a massive exodus, because God is dealing with people in dreams. They may not be hearing the word, but dealing with them in dreams and revelation. I mean, encounters with God. In the Middle East, there are a lot of testimonies of people that are encountering God, that are getting saved, miraculously saved. Amen. So, you know, we may be reading all this, hearing all this stuff on the news, but there's a hidden news that they're not going to tell you about. They don't want you mindful of that. But God is working too. So we see here that, number one, God commanded the widow. Now, let me say this. You don't turn it, but write it down if you're taking notes. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He's talking to Abraham. He said, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. God calls or commands those things that aren't in existence yet. But if God spoke it, he said, my word is not going to return void. I spoke it, it's going to happen. I like to reference the act of Peter stepping out of the boat. See, this is why it's so important for our mind, our soul, to prosper. So it's not blocking the life flow that's in our heart. I mean, your mind can cancel out a bunch of stuff. Your heart is wanting to do, and you know, it's large, you know, and your mind is, no, I remember what happened last time. Your mind, because your mind's not prospered. But when your mind is prospered, it's in alignment with the flow of life out of your heart. And what happens when Peter stepped out of the boat, he said, Lord, if that be you, bid me come. And the Lord said, come. That was his word that came out of his mouth, that did not return unto him void. Peter believed it. How many know that's your part? Come on, tell somebody, that's my part, to believe. Peter believed it and stepped out on the water, but because of the faith in Peter's heart, the water, the molecules and the atoms in the water had to take on another form that were in accordance with his faith. Because God sent a word, Peter believed the word, so when he stepped out, the water said, we have to change here.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.